We will start the puja later. So in the meantime, those who are already here, you can help out. You can help to distribute the program. The retreat program are here. Those who haven't received them, you can have one copy each. Yeah. Amy. According to our program, we're supposed to start at 8:30, but don't worry. Because of some logistic problem, we may have to slowly adjust it. Can distribute the chanting book first. If it's not enough space up here, you can sit down there, no problem. It's up to you. Chanting book is on loan. You have to return. But the program sheet, you can take back. This program sheet is very useful. You make sure you have a copy. Then those who don't have the Heart Sutta note, later on when we do the discussion, you can have them. Those who are new, those who are completely new, you don't have this book, you can collect it. Understanding the meditation as taught by the Buddha, part one. For those who are new, leave it there. What's your put? For those who are new, who haven't got a copy of the book, you should try to get a copy. If there's not enough, you let me know. My car still have them. This is Understanding the Meditation as Taught by the Buddha, part one. Yes. You don't have. Get from Suyan. Yeah. Andrin, you have? Yes. I can still get them from the car. What about those who are still outside? Do they know that we have to assemble here? Do they know that we have to assemble here? Suyana? They should. Okay, anyway, if we are ready, then we can maybe prepare our puja. Okay, where are the candles? The incense and candles are down there. Okay, Susan. Padmasuri is where? Where is Padmasuri? Oh, okay. Yeah. Get them together. Get them together. Anybody hasn't got the program? Okay. I will will leave a copy of the program here so that people can refer to. There is a copy of the program here. Huh? For those who don't have, you can collect from the table. If you need to refer, you can read them here. Okay. Anybody else coming? Okay. Ask them to come. You all should learn how to rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Because last night, I think a group of Kayanamita came. They actually helped out to do all the flower arrangement, the puja arrangement, and together with a lot of preparatory work. So that by this morning, when everybody arrived, we are more or less ready for the retreat. And the puja offering this morning. This puja offering is very unique. It is going to represent our total offering to all the authors of Sumeru. All the great beings that are here, together with their nature, we will do one complete offering to them all. We will use the main shrine as the central location to make this total offering. And this is an occasion to rejoice. It's very, very meaningful. And all this wholesomeness, you can never get to do if you are alone. If it's not because of the condition that we have, when everything seems to fall into place, then we should thank Brother Lim and the owner of this place, together with all the organizers and all those Dhamma friends who has created the condition for such wholesomeness and auspicious occasion to happen at Sumeru. So today is indeed a very, very unique and auspicious day. This weekend retreat, even though it's only for 2 days, it is going to benefit you all in a tremendous way. If you read through the program, you will understand, because there is a lot of wholesomeness that is tied to all this. Okay, Kelly is here, Richard is here. Anybody else? Brother Gan also here. Brother Wong, come, everybody come. Brother Tay also here, good. Okay. Yeah, we say sadhu to them all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We not only thank them, we should rejoice with all their wholesomeness, and we are indeed very grateful. So, some of you, if you want to, you can actually compose your mind, develop the faith, the sadha, the virya. Then afterwards, maybe we will begin our official puja. I don't even have the time to change. I supposed to change to my white pants and all those things. But never mind, we don't have time. So in the meantime, is there anybody else that are still not here? No, the organizer will know. How many do we have in our complete list? I saw another Kayanamita. Oh, he is helping to bring the cushion. Very good. No. That boy, he just came in with the cushion. Come in, come. Join us. Come. Who is setting up the awning? Oh, Brother Gan is here already. Yeah. They are here. Brother Tay here. So I think we are more or less complete in attendance. Oh, where is Jennifer? Nancy is here already. I saw her. There? Nancy is there. Oh, there is Kelly, sorry. Nancy is not here. Where is Nancy and Sia? Sister Susan also not here. Oh, Susan is here. Can call them or not? Call them. Yeah, call them. They are coming, Nancy and Sia, yeah, must get them. Okay, come in and join us. Anybody hasn't got the program? Put up your hand. Retreat program. Okay. Richard, you can take a copy from here. Yeah. Yes. Pass it. Help to pass around. Okay. Who can write very well? Whose writing is nice? Poliana. Wow, you put out your hand now. You write or open the pen for me. You open for me. No, I just want you to write the title. Sumeru Retreat. No, cannot. Her writing no good. her one can write only at the school class. Who? Oh, China. Suyan, right, yeah. You just put there Sumeru Retreat. Okay, while waiting for Nancy and Brother Sia, you compose your mind, then develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then if you want, you can maybe pay respect to Lord Buddha and all the great beings that are within this vicinity on your own first. Then afterwards, when we start, we will do it together. Can see the title up there, Sumeru Retreat, June the 6th until the 7th, 2015. So today being a Saturday, it's a very beautiful day. The weather is very good. The whole place is very serene, very conducive. And for those who are sensitive and you silence your mind, there's a lot of vibration in this area. The stillness energy are very beautiful. The chippings of the birds, the vibration of nature. All of the setting within this Sumeru area is very, very beautiful. And we are indeed very fortunate to have the condition to be here to do all this rather wholesome and auspicious offering, celebration, and retreat all in one. When we cultivate Dhamma, we have to understand condition. When you cannot understand conditions, you cannot have Dhamma. The true Dhamma is wisdom. Without wisdom, you cannot understand the condition behind all things that arise. All of nature's phenomena, they come about because of past causes and conditions. When causes and conditions are set into place, everything will unfold. Without wisdom, one cannot understand condition. That's why the conditioned world is full of conditioned Dhamma. Conditioned world without conditioned Dhamma is not a conditioned world. But you need to have wisdom to understand them. You have to have wisdom to understand both the unconditioned and the conditioned world. You have to come from both sides in order to fit in perfectly. Without the wisdom and understanding of the unconditioned, you cannot live in the conditioned world. Understanding the conditioned world alone cannot free your mind. Because the mundane mind that exists within the conditioned world need the wisdom born of the unconditioned to understand them. Then only you can manifest through the former mind to live, to experience, and to do all the things that are possible within the conditioned world. Okay, is Nancy and Sia here? Still not yet? Oh, on the way. Maybe it's meant to be, so that we can have more time to talk. Who are the people who are first time coming to this place? Oh, quite a number. You haven't been here before. Oh, this is a beautiful place. You read through the program, you will know. We will focus on three places when we are here. But not to say other places are not important. They are all very important. This is a beautiful way place where you can develop your cultivation, where you can really develop your faith. We have this main shrine, which is almost ready, but not completely ready. It is ready for use. So last week, I remember, we spent quite a number of time, quite a number of days cleaning up this place, because it's meant to be. And the day before, we have a main event to clean, that Saturday, or maybe that Sunday, I think. It tie up with the Vesak day the next day. Ah, good, Nancy, they are here. Oh, singing also here. Oh, come, Sia, come. Oh, we still got five of our Dhamma friends. Come, join us. Because of the wholesomeness that Kayanamita did, the next day, Monday, was Vesak, official Vesak day. And they had a great celebration here. And at my house too, we had one great celebration. So because of that, there was a lot of wholesomeness already happening before the retreat. Then the Kayanamitas, together with the clan group, they are so full of faith, so full of enthusiasm, diligence, so much so that they've created all the appropriate condition for everything to arise and to happen. That's why we are here this morning for this beautiful retreat. Okay, we can officially start our retreat and commence our official puja offering. Good. 8:50. We, according to program, supposed to start at 8:30, but don't worry. We can get ready everything by 8:50 already, very good. So what we will do now is we shall pay homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, then to the Triple Gem. Then after that, we will start our puja offering, our main puja offering like I explained just now. This is the main offering where we will offer to all the altars of Sumeru, all the great beings, so that we can, through this offering, cultivate wholesomeness, blessings, and affinity with all beings and all the great beings' nature which are around here. I forgot to explain to those who are new. In this place, we not only have Sakyamuni Buddha, we also have the great stupa up there. And next to the great stupa is Maitreya Buddha. We are going to make offering there too, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Sadhu. Light down there. No, down there. Don't light here. Padmasuri. Okay, light down there. Together with Susan. Susan, go and help him. He doesn't know, cannot light here. This is to prevent any problem that may occur to the statue. So within this area, the glass area, you try not to light incense and candles. I haven't finished. Sakyamuni, Maitreya. Then you have Kuan Yin Pond at the other end. Then you have the Lord Shiva. Then we got the Naga Pond, where all these, what they call Nagas, they have been here before this great place was set up. Then there are a lot of other caves and way place that have been built. As you move around, you will start to see them and maybe develop more understanding. Then at many other places where the buildings are being built, there are also ladies' kutis donated by individuals, funded by individuals. They are all very beautiful. And there was also teachers' quarters. Then Brother Lim Shrine and all said, no, put down there, don't put here, this one. Please, thank you. Please, put down there, don't bring out here. Thank you, Brother Chingyao, Sadhu. So this offering is going to be very unique, very special. Okay, they are ready. So can we start? Pamasuri, Susan, can we start? We are ready. No, just leave it down there. Leave it down there. Then we will get all the Kairamita to walk out and do the puja offering. Puja offering we do outside. Now we pay our respect, we do our puja chanting first. Okay. We are ready. Now my Pamasuri, don't worry. Oh, they haven't finished lighting the candle. We wait for a while. Maybe meant to be. About 9 o'clock we start. Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, come up. We will do our respect first. Okay, we shall recall to mind all of the great virtue of Lord Buddha so that we can develop the faith, the siddha, the virya. Then we shall now commence our official salutation to Sakyamuni Buddha and the Triple Gem. We shall chant the Thai tradition. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami. We shall now chant the Namo Tassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Okay, you can now turn around, remain seated. Then we shall do the invocation. Where is the chanting book? Those who don't have the chanting book, you can get a copy here. But this copy you have to return. You see the chop. This one no chop. They're supposed to chop something. For kaya mitasoni. But this one don't have. Anyway, if you already have a copy, you have to return. But if you see there's a chop there, even you don't have a copy, you have to return. Okay? Because it's for kaya mitasoni. We have to use it for other retreat, Tuesday class, Thursday class, and Sunday class. So bear in mind, you don't have, don't worry. You come and see Sui An or me, or any Kayamita, we can give you a copy. Padmasuri also have some reserve. So what we do here is, we will turn to page 6. We will invoke the invocation to the devas, so that we invite all beings throughout the entire existence, especially Sumero, to come and partake in this puja offering. We shall now officially commence our invocation, followed by the official grand puja offering. This will represent our sincere offering to all of the authors of Sumeru, and also our way to express gratitude towards the owner, the committee members, and all those who have made all this retreat puja offering possible. So we rejoice with all the wholesomeness first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I will read to you the English translation of this invocation. Invocation to the devas. In the universe, in the entirety, let these devas and deities and great beings come here. Let them hear the good doctrines of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, and let them also witness the official puja and offering that we are going to do today. I will get Ingbi to chant the Pali. Where is the cordless mic? Okay, you can chant now. Oh, yeah. That one later, because we haven't started. We only invite them and ask them to come and partake in this puja offering. Then after, when we start our Dhamma, we will invite them to listen. Or you want to chant them together? Better chant together. Okay, I will read them. After this puja offering, we also would like to invite all devas, deities, and all the great beings that are around this vicinity and the entire universe to partake in this retreat program, to listen to the doctrine of the great Buddha's teaching. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Okay, yeah, you can start.
Samanta Chakravalesu Achagachantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Saggamokkhadang Dhammasavana Kalo Ayang Baddanta Dhammasavana Kalo Ayang Baddanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno Sugato lokavidu anuttaro Purisa dhamma sarati Sattha deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Svakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko Ehi paseko opanayiko Pachatang veditabu vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango Samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango Yadidang chattari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakkineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang ketang lokasati We shall now chant the four objects of veneration, Tivita, Chetia, Vandana, the next stanza. This one is very important at this way place because the four objects of veneration are all over. Then tomorrow morning we also need to chant this at the Chitiya there. We shall chant now.
Vandami Chitiyang Sabham Sabhatani Supatititang Saririke datu mahabohing Buddha rupang sakalang sada
We will chant two more time, eh?
Vanda mi cetiyang sabbam Sabbatane supatititang Saririka datu mahabohing Buddha rupang sakalang sada Vandami cetiyang sabam Sabbatane supatititang Saririke datu mahabohing Buddha rupang sakalang sada Sadu Sadu, sadu.
For those who are new, you do not understand what are the four objects of veneration, I will read to you the English translation next to it. Salutation to the four main objects of veneration. This is highly recommended by Sakyamuni Buddha during his time. He taught the monk how to chant, he said, I salute every shrine or chetiyas that stands in any way place, the bodily relics, the great Bodhi tree, and all the images of Sakyamuni Buddha or Lord Buddhas. These are the four objects of veneration that you should observe with respect and veneration wherever you see them. You should recall to mind all these four objects of veneration. They are of great benefits to living beings. It not only develops your faith, it develops your gratitude, your respect. And these are very wholesome, very meritorious, and it's very conducive for the cultivation of your spiritual faculties to help you pave the way for causes and conditions to walk the path of Dhamma. Okay, we end our invitation and invocation. So now we will do our official offering. Can we just gather down there? Yeah? You mindfully pay respect to Lord Buddha three times. Then after that, we gather down there to do the offering down there before we make the offering from the altar up here. Yeah? Because they are two different puja offering items. The candle and the incense we cannot bring up here, so we have to respect the rules of this place. So we will do the incense and the candle down there. Eh? Then after that, we will make the main offering. You all can rejoice with the offering. Okay, pay respect, then we assemble down there. Eh? Do it mindfully, quietly. Thank you.